Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch another edition of The Drift, Catching My Drift. Nice to be here. And Derek, thank you for showing up. And Matt and I were just yucking it up thinking about John Kasich there. We trying to figure out what words to use for a drinking game watching the debate tonight. So make sure CBS, I think, is running the debate tonight, Derek. Yeah, I think it's CBS. Yeah, CBS. So if you're going to enjoy it, make a drinking game out of it. And one of the words Matt and I thought was Ohio. You can certainly think about having a shot every time John Kasich says something about Ohio. But then we were laughing because something on Twitter came up the other day, and I laughed for hours thinking about it. 1992, the movie Dracula. Go ahead and Google up images of Gary Oldman, who plays Dracula, and tell me that that is not the spitting image of John Kasich. You're going to laugh about it. So to all my Twitter friends out there, and I can't remember who it was that put that out there, but it was very funny, and I appreciate it. So if you're not on Twitter, you certainly should be on Twitter, and you can follow me, Gary, at Gary Daily Drift, or on Facebook. Just look up Gary Wellings. You'll see me there. Social media is really important this year, folks. It's an election year. You can campaign for your favorite candidate without leaving your home or even using your phone. Get on your social media. It's very important. You may not change anybody's minds or opinions, but you can certainly reinforce it to those, or maybe just get somebody who's on the fence thinking a little better. Get those facts and information out there. And if you see disinformation or misinformation, just politely correct it and give them a link to whatever to do it, because there is a lot of people using social media in a bad way. And that would be your activist liberals and progressives out there. Don't put up with that. You've got Google at your fingertips. Make sure you're using it. Okay, let's take care of our business endorsement here. Nowatzky Truck and Trailer, Whitmore Lake Road, 6900 Whitmore Lake Road in Whitmore Lake. It's exit 49 at US 23. That's North Territorial. They got a grand opening this month. They now have fuel and a shopping center there, along with all your truck stop and other needs. So give them a call, 734-995-9600. That's 734-995-9600. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a marathon station with a nice shop in there. And so, good place to remember if it's a holiday, 24/7, go to Nowatzky Trailer. They've got some good stuff in there. 734-995-9600. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about, and I want, as a listener, please, we're going to talk about Trump today, so I know that'll light up the phones and Cruz and the whole nine yards. We've got that debate going on tonight. But there's something that's not being picked up by the media, and I want people to put it out on social media, start talking about it. There was an attack in Ohio, and a Somali Muslim, recently coming to America, attacked a restaurant owned by an Israeli Arab and a Christian guy, and was using a machete to attack people. And the authorities are not committing to the fact that it's a Muslim attack. They're saying, we don't know, the whole nine yards. But you're not seeing it anywhere on the media. I didn't see it on ABC. I didn't see it in local programming. I didn't see it any. This, my friends, was another Muslim Islamic attack here in the United States of America. You think it's just in Paris. You think it's just in Europe. It's not. It's here. And they're trying to hide it from you. There's no reason this should not have been blanketing the news. I mean, they blanket these Christian guys out in Oregon who are trying to protest peacefully. They shoot and kill one of those. Now, luckily, the police chased this Muslim guy down, the Somali guy down, and they ended up having to kill him because he came at the police with a machete, which, number one, listen, if the cops are pulling guns on you, don't put your stuff down. And it's not worth it. You know, and it goes to the same for anybody who's in a car. If you feel like you're being pulled over for no reason, you know what? Be nice to the cops and take the ticket. Do what you're told. You can always go to the police station and complain later on, right? Let's not get stupid. But I want to know why this is not happening. Cops killed the suspect after chasing him down after the attack. His name, I can pull it up here in a moment. Well, maybe I can't. Anyways, Sergeant Rich Weiner is saying that there's nothing that leads us to believe that this is anything but a random attack. Now, you know what? Pulling a machete out, Derek, and taking it to a restaurant and cutting up a bunch of people, attacking them, does that sound particularly random to you?
No, not at all.
I mean, really? And it happened. The name of the restaurant itself was the Nazareth, right? So it doesn't get any more hate attack or whatever you want to call it, a terror attack, than a Muslim guy attacking a Christian-oriented restaurant. I mean, please. It's just crazy. So I want people to make sure that you get on there. You can catch these stories at thedailydrift.com. If you're not going to my website, thedailydrift.com, please do. It's the news you need to know. And if you catch links on the internet that I've missed, because many hands make light work, email them to me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, and I'll put them up there. If you give me a handle or something, if you don't want to put your name or associate your name with it, just let me know. But if you want credit for it, I'll put your name on there for you. I don't expect people to put themselves out there like I do every day, but it's something I do, and it helps, and I hope people appreciate it. So go to thedailydrift.com. All right, so Derek, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why Donald Trump is so popular. Right now, he's gracing the polls at like 44% was one of them, so over 40% going into the North South Carolina debate tonight and the primary coming up. So we'll see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Remember when life was simpler? When people just greeted you with a smile and knew you by name? We do. Hi, this is Jeffrey Ember, president of Ember Wealth Advisors. As the world around us has sped up, we've managed to keep things simple, providing easy-to-understand financial strategies for the road ahead. From investments to predictable retirement income strategies that you cannot outlive, to a well-diversified and actively managed portfolio, we are by your side for the journey. At Ember Wealth Advisors, we will help you build and maintain your retirement plan that is designed to keep together what you've worked so hard to put together. Call Ember Wealth Advisors today at 734-769-1719 for your no-strings-attached complimentary retirement consultation and portfolio review. That's 734-769-1719.
These comments are of a general nature and are not designed to address the specific needs of any individual listener. Investment advisory services are provided through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If you're replacing old windows, make sure to replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson 400 Series Windows and Doors from Fingerly Lumber. Time-proven, durable, low-maintenance, and energy-efficient.
Fingerly Lumber. We'll walk you through a project, not point you down the aisle. Fingerly Lumber.
And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing old windows, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products from Fingerly Lumber, because there's no replacement for confidence. Fingerly sells and installs Anderson 400 Series windows and doors. Call Fingerly today at 800-365-0700 for a no-pressure in-home consultation.
Fingerly Lumber. We'll walk you through a project, not point you down the aisle. Fingerly.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at WAM Talk 1600. You can call in on any of the subjects we have to talk about today, or if you've got something you want to bring up, feel free, 734-822-1600. Love to have your opinion because it's your show as well as mine, so make sure you're calling in. But we want to talk about the reason the outsiders, I guess, are doing so well, and that's Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, and it's irritating for me. You know, I spend a good amount of time on the Twitter and the social media and the Facebook, and to see that the outsider camp is so divided now between the Trump folks and the Cruz folks, and I think they've been fighting so bad, and Ted and Donald both seem to be stoking that up a little bit when they shouldn't be, because you know they would easily, if they worked together, have the strong camp, and there would be no way the establishment could fight them. And I think what you're seeing is the media pushing these two to fight because, number one, it's good ratings, which means people want to watch. But it's also part of that media. The media is the enemy. They really are. They're the ones that are looking for the Hillary to get elected or the Jeb Bush or the Marco Rubio to get. They don't want anything to change. These are the power-hungry people, the money grabbers. You want to talk about the super uber rich? These are the people that are pushing establishment. They don't want anything to change. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know, with a Bush, with a Clinton, with a Rubio, with a Kasich, you are 100% certified that you will get more of the same. Nothing will happen. You'll have a Republican Congress, and even if there's a Republican president, you're going to get no change. We're heading toward a cliff at 60 miles an hour. If you get Hillary in there, it'll be 65. If you get Bernie, it'll be 80. We're still going to the cliff. There's only two people who have stated they want to make the change and who I believe in their hearts want to make that change, and that's Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. It really is. Those two guys, I believe. You get people saying bad things about both of them on either side, and frankly, I try not to indulge in that too much. They both have their faults. They're both not perfect. But they need to cut back on that rhetoric and stop attacking each other, because all that does is allow room for a Bush or a Clinton to get in there. So don't get in. If you're going to be on social media, try not to hit those two guys. They're the best chance we have. They really are. Now, frankly, we're less than a month away from our own Michigan primary. And I for me, and you can call in if you want and try and talk me out of it, 734-822-1600. I'm riding the fence, but I have to pull the lever, I think, as of right now, unless something changes between now and March 8th. I'm a Trump guy. I'm going to pull that lever for Donald Trump. And here's the reason why. It's not that I don't believe Ted Cruz would make a good president. I do believe that. I believe he's the most constitutional, conservative candidate out there. But you know what? When people say Donald Trump's not conservative, I don't really care. I'm not worried about the social issues right now. I'm not worried about some of this other stuff that he's not conservative enough. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about the main issues. And that's immigration. That's border protection. That's national security. And trade. TPP has kind of fallen by the wayside here. People aren't really thinking about it. But TPP is very, very dangerous for this country. I know our own congressmen seem to like it. Oh, it's going to be all right. No. No, it's not. And here's the reason why. Use a little common sense. We always call this common sense radio. Anytime you have to put some retraining funds into a package because you're going to lose jobs, that should tell you we're getting the short end of the stick on this TPP. These free trade deals are never going to work for the United States of America, because you know who always loses? The country that has the highest standard of living and the highest wages will always get the bad short end of the stick in a trade deal. Do you have to be a little nationalistic? Do you have to do some do you have to protect yourself a little bit? Yes, you do. China does it through currency manipulation. Every other country in the world does it in some fashion or other. They put tariffs. They make it hard for us to sell our goods there. They all do it. Why shouldn't we? Just because we're taking the high ground and getting buried in the process? Derek, we have track one. Here's the latest American jobs leaving the country. You got that one ready? Go ahead and play it.
It became clear that the best way to stay competitive and protect the business for long term is to move production from our facility in Indianapolis to Monterrey, Mexico.
Okay, That's United Technologies, who make Carrier air conditioners. Okay, and they had to come out, and God bless them, they came out and made a public statement to all their employees. And that you can see that video at thedailydrift.com. There's some harsh language coming back from the workers there, but rightfully so. The best way for you to stay competitive? How about you not be able to sell any more of your Carrier air conditioners because Americans don't have jobs? The short-term thinking of so many companies in this country is just unbelievable. Americans have been able to make companies wealthy by buying product. But if you take the jobs away from them, hello, who's going to buy those Carrier air conditioners? You think a man in China who's making $3 an hour can afford central air conditioning? You're thinking wrong. You want to sell them here? You got to make sure that people here have jobs. Henry Ford started making the Model T, and he paid people on the line enough money to be able to buy his own cars. It's just common sense, folks. And when Donald Trump says he's going to start telling these companies that are moving their jobs to Mexico, like Ford or whoever, you know what? I'm going to charge you to bring those cars back and make it unreasonable for you to go there in the first place. A country cannot defend itself if it doesn't have a manufacturing base. And for us to just keep taking our manufacturing and sending it south to Mexico is suicide. It's absolute suicide. So that's one of the things Donald Trump is talking about, and it's common sense. I don't hear Ted Cruz talking as much about that, but I believe he's on the right side of that. Yet we have to have some protectionism. You can't just go into a free trade agreement and get the short end of the stick every time that we have. NAFTA. Ross Perot said it decades ago. The sucking sound of the South is our jobs going to Mexico. And it's happening. I'm in that industry, in the automotive. I see it all the time. People talking about moving jobs. Let's go to Mexico. It's cheaper, blah, blah. You know what? How much of those jobs are really labor-intensive anymore with all the robots and the robotic welders and everything else we have? Why are you moving things to Mexico? Because it's cool? Because you're going to save a couple bucks? You know, Mexico is not the most stable country in the world, and people should know that. Why you want to move your multi-billion-dollar business to Mexico is beyond me. Americans don't work for $20, $30 an hour anymore. We're lucky to get $10 or $12 an hour, $15 an hour. That's a living wage. Pay it to an American. Keep it on this side of the border, for crying out loud. But that's just one of the things that Donald Trump talks about. One of the other things he talks about is shutting down immigration, building the wall, building the great big beautiful wall with a great big beautiful door for people to come through legally. Now, frankly, when he says, let's stop Muslim immigration, I want to stop all immigration at this point. Because let's again go back to common sense. If we've got 94 million people, I got in an argument on Twitter with somebody on this. If you've got 94, 93 million people not in the workforce. Yes, there are people who are stay-at-home moms. Yes, there are a lot of baby boomers who are now retired. All right, so let's take out 60 million people. That still leaves 33 to 34 million people not in the workforce looking for a job. They may have given up, which means they're not going to show up on the unemployment. When they say it's a 5% unemployment rate now, that's bull. That's bull. Even Bernie Sanders, never mind, it's too late to do that. Bernie Sanders is saying it's closer to 10%. That's your Democrat socialist candidate saying the figures are lying, the federal government's lying when it talks about unemployment. 10%. It's probably higher than that. Do the math. 34 million out of 320 million? Well, it looks like it'd be a little more than 10% in my book. When you add 11 million half-employed illegals in there, it's probably even worse. But stopping immigration is important, not just for the economy and jobs, there's some danger to it. Unaccompanied alien children charged in an execution-style murder. Media calls them the Babyface Boys. It appears that a recent execution-style murder of a Massachusetts man was committed by two Central American teens that came to the U.S. as unaccompanied alien children. That's the UAC. When you know it, you've hit the big time when they give it a three-letter word to do it. Under President Obama's open border free-for-all, tens of thousands of illegal minors, mostly from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, have entered the country through Mexico's border since the influx began in 2014. And the administration is relocating them nationwide. These are all these children that we had to take care of, children. News reports indicate the 17-year-olds charged in the gruesome Massachusetts killing entered the U.S. And have ties to MS-13. Great. So these aren't just toddlers and children coming across. These are teenage thugs. These are criminals. When Donald Trump says you're letting criminals and thugs come across the border, you're not kidding. They shot this 19-year-old American boy in the head. Both are being held without bail for obvious reasons. Well, you know what? Donald Trump's right again. And Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, I think, is kind of on this the same line. But the guy that's starting this, and this is what kills me. You know, Donald Trump will say, "If you wouldn't be talking about immigration without me." You know what? That's true. Now, you get other people say, ah, we've been talking about immigration. No, you haven't. We've been mumbling about immigration since Reagan granted amnesty. Mumbling about it. We've done nothing. We haven't secured the border. We haven't built a wall. We haven't done a fence. We're not enforcing our laws. We've been mumbling about it. If it hadn't been for Donald Trump, you never would have heard the words come from Jeb Bush, anchor baby. Single-handedly, Donald Trump is the fullback that has punched the hole through this election cycle and allowed Republicans to actually speak about the issues that matter. Immigration probably being the top. You cannot allow a million people legally. We have a million legal immigrants in this country every year. How do you expect jobs, wages to go up? How do you expect jobs to be had when you keep adding a million people to the workforce every year? You can't. That's why unemployment is high. That's why wages are stagnant. And who's behind this? The establishment. The Mark Zuckerbergs of the world. The Bill Gates of the world. They want these people to come here so they don't have to pay as much. Disney alone, using H-1B visas, making Disney workers train their own replacements and telling them if you make a stink about it, you won't get your severance package. What is that's Disney? Do we get a more American, all-American company than Disney? And yet they're using the H-1B visa program to throw Americans out of work so they can save $20,000 or $30,000 on a salary? It's not just our blue-collar jobs anymore. The H-1Bs are taking Americans with degrees, technical degrees, putting them out of business. Just like these children allegedly coming across the border are going to put our lowest paid people in the country out of work. White, black, doesn't matter. If you're low income, if you don't have high education levels, you don't have high skill levels, you're going to be facing severe competition. The Democrats want this. And let's go to track two, Derek. This is Bernie. Do we have time? Yeah, let's. This is Hillary and Bernie at their debate the other night. Go ahead and play that.
Senator Sanders, one of the causes of anxiety for working class Americans is connected to immigrants. President Obama, as you know, has issued executive actions to permit some 5 million undocumented immigrants who are living now in the United States to come out of the shadows without fear of deportation, get work permits. Would you go further than that? And if so, how specifically would you do it? Should an undocumented family watching this debate tonight, say in Nevada, rest easy, not fear further deportations under a Sanders presidency?
The answer is yes. We've got 11 million undocumented people in this country. I've talked to some of the young kids who, with tears rolling down their cheeks, are scared to death that today they may or their parents may be deported. I believe that we have got to pass comprehensive immigration reform, something that I strongly supported. I believe that we have got to move toward a path toward citizenship. I agree with President Obama, who used executive orders to protect families because the Congress, the House, was unable or refused to act. And in fact, I would go further.
Okay, so there you go. Go further. Bernie wants illegals to come and take your jobs. That's what it comes down to. We'll continue the discussion on the other side of the break. See you in a minute.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's, it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The remaining six GOP candidates hoping tonight's debate in South Carolina will help them win votes in the Republican primary a week from today.
Once considered a frontrunner, Jeb Bush has been struggling to gain delegates in early contests.
As President of the United States, I won't push people down to make myself look better.
An allusion to Donald Trump while speaking in the town of Fountain Inn. A national average of recent polling suggests Trump leads the GOP field here.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. There are no locally transmitted cases of Zika, but Hawaii stepping up the fight against the virus.
Hawaii's governor declaring a state of emergency to fight mosquito-borne illnesses. It enables the state to expand its mosquito control efforts and spray pesticides even if homeowners object.
Fox Radio's Kathleen Maloney. An investigation underway after two people walking across San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge are hit by blow darts. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Dick Wagner Remember the Child Memorial Concert will take place Saturday, February 20th at the Fillmore. All profits from the night will go to Children's Miracle Network, Beaumont Children's Hospital, C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The Fillmore is located at 2115 Woodward Avenue in Detroit. Tickets are $20 and $40 and $110 for VIP limited seating, which includes meet and greet, food, drinks, and a celebrity gift bag. You can learn more by calling 800-745-3000 or visit DickWagnerRemembersTheChild.org. Your neighbors invite you to attend the Plymouth Community Forum at Plymouth District Library, 223 South Main in Plymouth on Thursday, February 18th. From 7 p.m. to 8:45. The subject will be Plymouth Arts and Recreation Complex, what it is, and funding concerns. There will be three guest speakers to discuss the subjects, and tours of the Plymouth Arts and Recreation Complex are being offered at 6 p.m. and after the presentation. The Plymouth Arts and Recreation Complex is located at 650 Church Street, which is the old Central Middle School. An Easter Bunny photo experience is coming to Briarwood Mall. Starting on March 4th, children will have the chance to visit with the bunny and take home a treasured snapshot of the fun occasion. On March 6th and 13th from 9:30 to 11 a.m., Briarwood Mall's Caring Bunny event will offer families that have children with special needs a subdued environment to participate in the bunny photo experience. And on March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m., four-legged friends can also enjoy the Easter Bunny photo experience at Pet Photo Night at Briarwood Mall.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning in and catching the show today. We were talking before the break that Bernie Sanders is up for granting amnesty and giving a path to citizenship to the 11 million undocumented, as he called it. You know what, Bernie? They're not undocumented. They're illegal aliens. They're criminals. They came here illegally. Now, they could be the nicest people in the world, but it doesn't change the fact that they came here illegally. They broke the law. And we didn't hear the end of that, but Hillary jumped right in after he was done and said, yes, I agree 100%. These people need to be made citizens. Well, you know, here's what it comes down to, folks. The Democrats have so screwed the American workers, the union guys, the African-American population, the low-income population. They've screwed them so badly that they're even not voting Democratic. They're beginning to see the light. They're beginning to see what the Democrats have done to them. And you know what? The Democrats need to retain control somehow. So what? Let's just bring in some new voters. Let's get some more people that we can give money to keep them on the payroll so they vote for us. That's what happens in a society when you can start giving money to people. they become dependent on government, so you're going to vote for the person who's going to give you more stuff. That's what's happening here. Donald Trump is hitting all these issues, and that's why the American, he may be crass, he may be rude, he may be unpresidential, but you know what? The people are tired of the political correctness. We're tired of people not doing what they're going to say they're going to do, and the Republicans are just as guilty as any Democrat that we've had out there. Give us the Congress and we'll take care of business. Give us the Senate and we'll take care of business. Now we can't do anything. Give us the presidency and we'll take care of business. I don't believe you. I don't believe it anymore. I don't believe you, Marco Rubio. I don't believe you, Jeb Bush. I don't believe you, John Kasich. You're a bunch of establishment hacks. You guys want the status quo to stay the same. You don't care about us as working men and women. I pay 30% of my income every week to the federal government. Then I got to pay state on top of that, plus all my residential and local taxes. I'm giving and giving and giving like all hardworking Americans. And yet, I get nothing in return. There's nothing I get from the government other than my military. And you want to screw the military all the time by cutting their funding. Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Gary? You know what? I think Donald Trump is very refreshing because these people are so used to being coddled. They need somebody to talk down to them and treat them like garbage.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly. You know what? He's saying exactly what I would say to Bernie Sanders, to Hillary Clinton, to Marco Rubio. These people have been talking down to us for years.
Jeb Bush. But what my angle on this is, I'm going to wait. We're going to I haven't made up my mind between Cruz and Trump yet.
But you're going to go with either Cruz or Trump, right?
Oh, well, unless one of them drops out for some reason.
Right.
But
so you're an outsider. You're an outsider vote, is what you're telling me, right, Jimmy?
What's that?
You're an outsider vote. That's the plain, just flat out. You're not going to vote for Rubio or a Bush.
Are you kidding? Yeah, I'm going to vote for Jeb Bush, man. No, you know, come on. What I want to explain though is that we got South Carolina coming up. We got Super Tuesday coming up, and then it's our turn. And what I want to do is I want to look at and start counting delegates. And let's see what the delegate count is. And whichever one of those guys has the most that could make sure that the establishment hacks at the Republican National Convention can't pull any chicanery, that's the one I'm going to vote for.
Okay. Yeah, and that's common sense. You're on the same boat as me. I'm kind of looking. I was looking to see the momentum. I didn't think about counting delegates. That's a great thought, Jimmy. Count the delegates up and see who's got the better shot at going in. And this is what really angers me about Cruz and Trump battling it out with each other and making these stupid statements and hurting each other because, you know, all that does is give fuel to Rubio and Bush. I just wish it would stop. I wish they would have a parlay, sit down together and say, listen, let's just concentrate on being positive, and whoever comes out on top will support the other guy. I mean, for me, that's the way it would. I would love to see. And you know what? I don't know if we got to it last week or not, Jimmy. Did I talk last week? There was an interview where Donald Trump said he would not rule out Ted Cruz as vice president. Now, I don't know that. I think we did talk about that because I think he'd be better off as a Supreme Court nominee or an attorney general for me. But that tells you that Donald is still clear thinking. He may be emotional in what he's doing, but I've said it before. I think everything that Donald does is calculated. I do not believe that he's just making these off-the-cuff remarks. I think he thinks about it before he does it and says, this is going to get the media talking, and it's more free publicity for me.
Well, nobody controls the media like Donald Trump. I mean, he's controlling them while he's asleep at night. I mean,
Does he sleep? Those tweets seem to come at all times of the night, too.
Right. And the way our superdelegates work in the Republican Party is there has to be a clear tie or it has to be so close that one candidate or the other doesn't have a majority before the superdelegates are allowed to vote in the Republican Party. Now, in the Democrat Party, they get to vote regardless because they changed their rules years ago. And that's probably what ruined their party, in all honesty, because they took all discussion out of it. I even know some people that have come from a Democratic Party because they were leaned really toward classical liberalism and libertarian thinking, and they decided to join the Republican Party because there's more of us in there now. And they go to the conventions, and they used to go to the Democratic conventions, and they told me that the delegates there aren't even allowed to vote. There's no the party just picks whoever, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy, you're one of our Washtenaw County delegates, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so explain, because it's not quite clear in my mind, and maybe the listeners don't know as much either. So explain the superdelegate process for the Republicans in this upcoming primary and presidential campaign.
Well, your superdelegates are, you know, obviously Republican governors would be superdelegates. Some are appointed, some are elected. Your party chairs, people like that, that's a superdelegate.
And what does that mean? Do they have more than one vote or something?
No, they have one vote, but it's how the people of the party itself during the primary assign the delegates to the candidate. And every state is different, obviously, because they all have a little bit slightly different rules. But I forget how it exactly works, and I don't think Michigan's a winner-take-all state. I don't believe we are. I think that if you make a certain percentage, you get so many, and then whoever gets the most obviously gets the most delegates. And those delegates are, when we go to the state convention to send our people to the national, and those people have to run and be elected, they're supposed to vote for, you know, whoever they're assigned.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if we have a Trump-Cruz or Cruz-Trump winning the primary, taking most of the votes here in the primary, most of those delegates will go to Trump or Cruz. They won't be able to just say, no, we're going to give them to Jeb Bush, or no, we're going to give them to Marco Rubio?
That's right. That's right. Okay. Unless the convention becomes brokered. And what would happen in that situation, there's a couple ways they can do it. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But if there's a tie, and then the superdelegates go back and vote, and they come back and there's a tie, then they can go to a brokered convention. But usually there's no tie. I mean, it's between these. And then if it goes to a brokered convention, they can give it to anybody they want. They can pick somebody that's, you know, they can give it to Jeb Bush.
Right. You know. Okay, so hang on, Jimmy, because I want to get your opinion on this. I'm going to play a track here, and this is a focus group out of South Carolina, and they're talking about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, and this track starts right where they heard these people, these South Carolinians, just heard Donald Trump, and they, I think, unfairly played a bunch of snippets of Donald Trump swearing and being the Bible Belt down there. They wanted to get their opinion on that. Derek, you got track three ready? Okay, let's play this. Listen to this, Jimmy.
The aspects of his life and what we saw in the clip, are those the kind of things that might hurt him more in South Carolina than they did in Iowa and New Hampshire?
The Bible Belt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this?
We don't tell
this
her
the
that.
Belt we buckle don't... right here.
Who do you think is going to win the South Carolina primary?
I'm afraid Trump.
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 Probably Trump.
Probably Trump.
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 Unfortunately, I think Trump.
Ted Cruz.
Trump.
If your only two choices in this race were Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, who would you vote for?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Trump.
Cruz.
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 Undecided.
Cruz.
Cruz.
So now I want to try to talk about a little confusion I'm having now. You almost all said Trump was going to win the primary. You also all said you like Cruz a lot. So you're all South Carolina voters. So I'm confused why you're so high on Cruz for the most part, and yet you think Trump's going to win.
One thing that Trump does is he has a very passionate crowd of people that follow him. And I think the thing that's going against a lot of the other candidates is people are tired of the same old, same old. They want somebody who is an outsider, and he is that person.
Okay, so that is the enigma, right, Jimmy? That's the way we're all thinking. Love Cruz. If you're a constitutionalist, a conservative, you'd say Cruz is my guy, because we know Donald Trump has some issues with eminent domain and some of these other things, and maybe he's a little more progressive, or as Glenn Beck says, the strong man, whatever. But all those people, and frankly, I think a lot of people are just they don't want to admit they want to vote for Trump. But they hit it on the head. People are want a change, and they're not getting a change from the normal politicians.
Well, that's true. And one of the things that Trump has going for him is in these states that don't have closed primaries, Michigan, of which is one, you're going to get a lot of Democratic crossover with blue-collar union workers. They're going to go and vote for Trump. And I hear it every day. And, you know, I work on union jobs. I work on non-union jobs. I work among a lot of different people. I know a lot of different people. And there's a lot of people that really like Donald Trump and what he's got to say because they're concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about their pensions, the ones that are retired. If these companies all go away and have to wind up paying these huge tariffs to bring their products back in, they may lose their pension, as some of these people are talking about. So that's why they're really going for Donald Trump, to try and keep that manufacturing base right here in this country. And Donald Trump, unfortunately, is the only one talking about that. And he's not talking about creating jobs. He's talking about creating an atmosphere in which manufacturing can thrive.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's saying get the government out of the way instead of,
yeah,
I'm going to create jobs. No, yeah. I'm not going to create jobs. I'm going to create an atmosphere that creates, that jobs are created organically.
Right, and that's government's only job. Government's only job is to make sure that the environment is safe and buildable. That's their job. It's not their job to go out and make work. They can't, because you know what? The only perpetual engine that mankind has ever devised is capitalism. I mean, you give somebody a dollar, they make some widgets, they sell it, they make $5, and then they make more widgets and employ people. That's called perpetual energy, man. It keeps growing and growing and growing from nothing. It's capitalism. It's the only perpetual engine we've ever had in the history of mankind.
Right, and that's the only way that you can really, in reality, control any type of inflation. When you have quantitative easing and you've got these banks run amok the way that they are, you have to spend that money. That money's got to stay, keep circulating, keep moving, and there's got to be products to buy. So if you're going to run amok and do all this craziness, then you don't want to burn down your economic system with inflation and deflation, which is happening. I mean, look at oil, look at gold, look at the amount of currency in the market. It's just insanity.
Yep. Well, great points, Jimmy. I appreciate the phone call and the information on delegates. It was really awesome. The phone lines are starting to burn up, so let me move on to another guy here. Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
You have a good day.
You too. Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to remind the listeners that it's important to remember, remind themselves that the presidency is not a lifetime commitment like the Supreme Court. And I keep hearing all these different reasons not to vote for Trump from different people on the radio. And there again, I'm a Trump supporter, and I just want to stress once again, there's one reason only. We are at war. Our country's at war with devout, faithful followers of Islam. This is a fact. Iran is going to possess a nuclear weapon and not too long from now. And I'm just saying, and I've said this before on your show, I'm not looking at all these other issues, because all these other issues don't mean a thing if we lose the war.
Yes, exactly right, Ken. That's spot on. That's exactly right. I'm not worried about eminent domain and these other issues when I've got ISIS and an unprotected border and mass immigration coming into this country with some of the most dangerous, heinous people on the planet coming in here, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders want that to continue.
Well, when I look at Donald Trump, I see a man that loves this country. I see a man that's a patriot. And I also see a man that has the backbone to do what has to be done. When we look at history, a lot of cultures, when they face this similar situation, pick someone amongst themselves to be their champion, to be their warrior. And when I look at the candidates that are running, I see Donald Trump as the warrior. And, yeah, I have problems with him. But there again, I want to win the war. When the war is done, and I really believe it's going to escalate, we just seen a man from Dearborn Heights that wanted to attack a local Detroit church.
Yep.
And I believe we're going to see more and more of this occurring. There again, the Middle East, Iran will possess a nuclear weapon. Experts that study this problem say they will use it, and I agree with them. They will use it. Saudi Arabia, they're in the process of possessing nuclear weapons. So forget all these other issues. People, focus on the fact we need a warrior in the White House, someone who will do what has to be done to protect the homeland. And I truly believe, looking at his life and everything he's done, that Donald Trump is the guy. He will do what has to be done to protect the country.
Yeah, and you know what? He's got one ability that no other Republican candidate seems to have. He can take the media, control the media, and fight the media. And no other candidate, including Ted Cruz, can do that. Ted Cruz is getting beat up badly right now, despite the back and forth even between him and Trump. It's Ted getting the worst of it, I think, because he doesn't have the ability to give the middle finger, I guess, to the media and say, I don't care what you say. This is the facts.
And you're right, and because we can see that the media could care less about the American people. All the media cares about is their special interests.
That's exactly right. Well, great call, Ken, man. Spot on some of those. So great call, and I hope to hear from you again next week.
Oh, yeah, I will, and you take care.
All right, take care, Ken. Thanks. Let's take a call from Walter from Belleville. Walter, welcome back. How are you doing?
Good, man. I tell you what. Well, Ken is spot on, man, what he called, man. And I kind of follow Lee's acts, man, these people that's been calling with all this knowledge.
Yeah, well, we have the, what does Bill Bennett say? We have the smartest listeners at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah, we do. I mean, all you guys are awesome. You're spot on in all your calls.
Yeah, man, and you guys are spot on, too, and I like the fire I hear in you guys. But anyway, Ted Cruz, only problem is he would be my number one pick. But let's face it, including Republicans. A lot of Republicans don't care for morals either. The man is the most moral out of all of them. He's a Christian, solid Christian. He keeps his word. But I think most Americans don't want a Christian. They would know a good man of God if he dropped out of the clouds on top of the heads, you know.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me a little bit about Ted in the last couple of weeks, ever since the Iowa, where they spread these rumors about Ben Carson. Ben Carson didn't deserve that. And what I don't like is that, and I'm not blaming that directly on Ted Cruz, but he's got people in his campaign who did that. Somebody made that decision. And frankly, you know what? You have to clean house. He should have fired somebody then for that. And I don't know if anybody, it didn't seem to hit a lot of the news media, but there was a TV commercial came out for South Carolina. It was like a focus group of people. And it ended up being that one of the ladies in the focus group was a porn star. And they had to pull the ad afterward. And I'm thinking to myself, who didn't do their job vetting the people for the focus group? They know that Democrats and other Republicans are looking at everything you do. Why didn't you properly vet that? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that lady. She might be a born-again Christian. She may no longer live that lifestyle. Maybe she's a great person. And if that's the case, they should come out and defend her. But they pulled the ad feeling, oh, we got caught. We did something stupid. Yes, you did something stupid. And I don't understand why Ted won't clean house. I think there's some stuff going on in his campaign. And we actually have, Derek, do we have the, let's see what track it is. It'll be track 5. This was an actual, they recorded. A lot of people said, no, Ted Cruz didn't do the phone calls and wasn't spreading the rumors about Ben Carson. Do you have that one ready, Derek? Hang tight, Walter. I want you to listen to this.
Dr. Ben Carson will be free to suspend his campaign following tonight's caucuses. The main form any Carson caucus members in this case if it urges them to caucus for Ted instead. Thank you. Good night.
All right, they traced that phone call back to the campaign phone numbers for Ted Cruz's office. So there was people in the campaign who were literally doing that. And Ben Carson is a nice guy. Is he ready to be president? Absolutely not. Not in my book. Love him. He could be a good person to be in the cabinet for something or other, but I don't believe he's ready for president. But he did not deserve to be treated like that. And whatever, they want to blame it on CNN, they want to blame it on whatever, take responsibility. You did something you shouldn't have done, and you should fire the appropriate people in the Cruz campaign. For me, that would say Ted's a good guy, he's taking responsibility, he's getting rid of those troublemakers in his campaign. Because I don't want to see those kind of people make it into a Cruz administration. I mean, that's okay. No better than Valerie Jarrett or Rahm Emanuel when people are doing that kind of thing.
Let me say this about Ted Cruz, Carly Farina, and such, and some other Republicans, including that last debate. I actually first time seen the debate on TV because it was free this time on Channel 7, I think. Ted Cruz is good. He's smart as on the what. Yeah, I think he can debate real good. But the problem is he sounds too robotic. He sounds too political. He don't sound down to earth like Donald Trump. That is the main reason I call, because he can relate to the common man. He sounds down to earth. Use everyday language. Ted Cruz, for instance, let me say something. All these candidates are the Republicans. They could be kicking those Democrats' butt by getting more specific. For instance, well, first thing you go do, what happens when you go file your taxes? What is the first question they ask you for the last 2 years? Do you have health care? I keep hearing these dumb Republicans keep talking about, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. The average dummy on the street don't know what the devil's hell you talking about. You have to break it down where it hits them, where it hurts them, right in their pockets and their wallets and their bank accounts and their federal taxes. They need to come straight out and say it's because of that Obama and that backstabbing John Roberts in the Supreme Court. You're going to have to pay a fine if you don't get if you don't have health care. That's dictatorship. That's Hitlerism. Have commercials and everything else. They need to get more specific. Quit talking about Obamacare. The average dummy, especially in the minority communities, they don't know what you're talking about. Cut the deficit. All these this political lingo, they don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, they do. They need to get more specific. You're right on.
And people in my family, you know, minority community, man, you got to hit them with, you got to talk about their pockets, their money. We're going to hurt them. And these Republicans, none of them are getting specific enough. Don't be talking about repeal Obamacare, and they keep debating with each other, talking about who cussed and who didn't. Most Americans cuss, including a lot of Christians I know cuss.
Yeah.
So what's the difference about if Donald Trump cussed? The man is like what Ken said, he's a true American. He would have never said what he said about those dirty Muslims, about kicking them out, if he was faking it. The man is real, man.
Yep. Well, good points, Walter. We're running toward the end of the show. I got one more call to bring in. Appreciate the call. Give us a holler next week. And Brandon, you still there?
I'm still here.
Go, man. You got about 15, 30 seconds?
All right, man. I want to add on to what Ken and Walter said, and that's we all want to win. Cruz doesn't have the charisma. Trump does. Ronald Reagan came into office, and he was presented with this go-along, the get-along with the Soviets, which was called détente. And Ronald Reagan said, no. He tore up the playbook and said, I want to win. We're going to win the Cold War. Make this happen. And he made it happen.
Yep, exactly right. Well, Brandon, thanks for calling in, man. I hope we see you in the next week or two.
Take care.
All right, bye. Okay, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. See you then.